Hi, my name is Josh, and I'm your push coach. I'm a failed rock star turned seven-figure life coach. I've trained over 40,000 coaches and entrepreneurs since I got started back in 2014. I currently run my own life coach certification for those who want to learn the powerful tools of transforming lives using the psychology of true coaching. On this show, we're going to explore business from a different perspective. I combine high energy with psychology to teach you business in a totally different way. If you're tired of being told to just show up and do the work, or just believe more, or just trust the compound effect, this podcast will take you on a deep dive to help you understand what is actually holding you and your clients back from doing the work. Once you understand the psychology of performance, we can build powerful messaging that will attract the right people who finally show up and do the work. If you're ready to be a powerful leader and build your legacy, let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Your Push Coach. My name is Josh. I am your push coach and excited to be back with you today. As I'm recording this, it was a solar eclipse, and in some parts of the country, it was a total blackout. We didn't have a total blackout here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but it got pretty dark and it was pretty cool. I loved it. So anyways, I'm coming off of a weekend camping with the kids. I should say glamping. We rented a really cool cabin at a KOA, which is this really cool KOA. Is some type of an organization that's got campsites all over the country where you can pull up with an RV, you can rent it, you can literally set up your tent, or you can rent like a little cabin. Well, we rented this cool little cabin with a loft, took all of the kids, the dog, the wife, and we just hung out and had a good time, played croquet, had s'mores for lunch. It was super, super awesome. And I always tell my clients that if you want to perform like an athlete, you have to recover like an athlete. So if you ever feel like, man, I want to hit my goals, I got to hustle harder, harder, you know, it's like, that's not always the most effective way. You know, like going to the gym for 6 hours a day is not the best way to get in shape. The best way to get in shape is to do the right things over and over. And sure, sometimes you need to churn up the intensity, but also sometimes you need to churn up the recovery. So that's just kind of like a random bonus thing that I wanted to throw into the beginning of the episode today. We're actually going to be talking today a little bit more about one of my favorite topics in the world, sales psychology. So where did this come from? Where did the idea of sales psychology come from? It's something I talk about a lot here on the podcast. It's something I talk about a lot over on my Instagram page. If you don't follow me there, I'm always giving sales psychology tips over there. Here's what happened. So in 2014, I signed up to go through a life coach certification. And the reality is I signed up because it talked about becoming like a public speaker. And I come from a long line of preachers. I had no desire to be a preacher. I saw the way that my dad and my brother were just constantly, like their entire lives were like watched with like a microscope. And I was like, I'm not into that. Like, I'm a little bit more of like the black sheep. I played in rock bands and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I love to help people. I love to make a difference. But no one in the world is going to tell me how I have to live my life. So ministry was just, it was just not really ever an option for me. But I saw this opportunity to get into speaking. And I was like, that could be really cool. I do love to help people. I love to motivate. I love to inspire. I think there could be something there for me. So I start to go through this training. And the reality is the coaching part, I didn't even know what that was. Didn't really know what that meant. I played sports my whole life. So, you know, I thought, I don't know, it was some version of that. I wasn't really sure. I start to dive into the modules. And at the time, I didn't even really realize it. But the reality was all of the life coaching stuff was all psychology based. It was all about how our beliefs work. It was all about how our beliefs drive our behaviors. And that oftentimes we think we have an issue with our behaviors when in reality, we have an issue with our beliefs. It was this deep dive on how the subconscious mind works and how most people literally know nothing about the subconscious mind and how beliefs are programmed and stored into our subconscious mind. And then they literally on automation kind of take control of our lives. And that when we don't understand how that works, we are essentially recreating our past where we're essentially creating cycles of our past and the stories that we have been told and the thoughts that we have been programmed to believe. We're essentially just like repeating these things over and over and over, completely unconscious. And this stuff blew my mind into millions of pieces. And so that's the part that I became super passionate about. And I started, you know, diving into like practicing this and actually life coaching people. I'd invite people out for coffee and I would chat with them and I would start, you know, pulling in some life coaching questions. And I watched as, man, you could put me in a room with anybody, anywhere, and I could ask them this one question to get things going. What is your really big goal? Like, what is something that, like, if you could do anything, like, what would you want to go do this year or over the next 5 years? And I'd watch as people kind of like dig inwardly, and we could go from, you know, chatting about the weather or sports or whatever into this like powerful life coaching session as they started talking about what they wanted to accomplish in life. And I would ask them questions about, you know, what's holding you back from that? Okay, interesting. Where did that belief come from? Why are you telling yourself? And we would have these powerful and amazing sessions. But at the end of my first year, I had only made 2 sales. And so I was like, okay, I have got really, really good at coaching. And to this day, I still believe that the first step to success in business is mastering your craft. Like, nobody's going to pay you $1 million to suck at the guitar, okay? Like, if you're going to be a musician, you better be a damn good musician. So you got to get good at your craft. And that's what I really spent my first year doing. But then I was like, but I am not making any money. So apparently there's more to it than just being good at your craft. And that's when I made a promise to God. I said, I'm going to figure out this business thing, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life teaching other people about this business thing. And so in year two, I was like, I got to figure out how to sell. And so I had already been trying everything in the world that I heard on every podcast. I was like, none of this is clicking. And I think out of curiosity, one day I was like, if life coaching is the thing that takes people from completely unmotivated, completely uninspired to being energized and motivated and inspired and empowered, what if there was a way for me to work this into sales? And that became the beginning of my quest to master what I now call sales psychology. At the time, I didn't have words for it. I didn't even know it was a thing. All I knew was that when I started using more of my life coaching tools in sales, in presentations, in emails, it worked really freaking well. And here's why. I now understand why it works so well, because most sales is talking at people. This podcast, unfortunately, because it's just me in my office with a microphone and you're not here, unfortunately, this podcast kind of is me talking at you. But if I wanted to truly have a sales interaction, there'd be a lot more back and forth, and it would be me doing less talking and more listening. I would ask questions that would get you to talk. And what that does is it allows me to start finding out what you care about, to learn more about your journey, the things that you've struggled with, the specific things that you're wanting solved, the specific problems you have, the specific solutions you're kind of already wanting. And it allows me to then take my product or program that's already made and communicate it to you in a way that fits into your values and your thoughts and your desires and your already existing wants and needs and desires. And that completely changes the game. And it might seem like, well, that kind of seems like, I don't know, maybe too easy. It sounds easy. At the same time, it goes against human nature. And one of the ways I like to explain this is something that I call it bad church sign marketing. Okay. So I grew up in church my whole life, and we were really, really, really good at kind of like creating our own terminology for everything and then spewing it out and expecting other people to understand. And one of my greatest examples of this is a couple of years ago, me and my wife, we were driving to a concert, driving from Tulsa to Oklahoma City. There was a really bad wreck. So we got, you know, diverted off to like a off of the interstate onto kind of like a side highway. And we drive by this church in this tiny little town, and I will never forget this. This church sign says, Jesus is the living word of God. Now, if you're listening to this and you did not grow up in church like me, you literally have no idea what I just said. It said, Jesus is the living word of God. Now, that is, you know, some text from the Bible, from scripture. And again, if you grew up in church, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. But if you didn't grow up in church, that literally makes, I mean, it like doesn't even actually make any sense unless you've already read that and heard it and studied it. And the reality is, from my time of growing up in church, our goal was always to get more people to come to the church. That was the goal. And yet, in hindsight, now that I understand sales and marketing, it kind of seems like everything we said and did was trying to keep people away from our church, because we just kept regurgitating our own terminology and then getting frustrated when people didn't understand it. And then we would even start to like insult them and be like, well, they just don't care, or they just don't get it, or they just don't understand. We, because of our lack of ability to properly communicate with people who had different values and different beliefs, instead of trying to learn how to get better, we instead just got angry. And this is what I see so many business owners doing. You have a product or a program or a service, and you get so excited about it, and you just want to shout it from the rooftops. And at first, you should, because that's all you know how to do. But as time goes by, and people still aren't buying from you, and people still aren't getting, or maybe your DMs are full of people that are like, oh my God, you're so inspiring, but I could never do what you do, or I could never afford that, or I would never be motivated enough to do that. What this means is we have a disconnect in messaging. They're seeing you and they're reacting to your energy, but they are not connecting with your message. And this is why I teach a very specific structure I call the belief bridge, where instead of yelling from one side of the bridge to the other at the person, you actually go to them and build a safe path for them. And the reality is that's all just sales psychology, is being smart enough to, instead of getting mad at the person on the other side of the bridge for not understanding, to take the time to be a good listener and learn their terminology so that you can communicate to them. Another great example of this would be talking to a little kid. Like, my daughter is a 7-year-old. And so when she is doing her homework, I am always trying to think, how do I explain this in a way that a 7-year-old understands? Like, how do I use words or stories or phrases that she will understand? My 18-year-old, very, very smart, very, very intellectual, is always trying to correct me to give her the actual technical terms. And I always get so frustrated with them. I'm like, Dakota, listen, she's 7. The point of this is not for her to understand the factual words and meanings. The point of this is for her to understand it at her level and to grasp what this actually means. And so John Maxwell says it this way. See if I can get this quote right. It's so good. I love it. He says, philosophers are always trying to take simple things and make them more complicated so that they can impress people. But communicators are always trying to take complicated things and make them more simple so that people can understand. And to me, that's what sales psychology is all about. It's not about me trying to get you to think like me. It's about me coming to you and serving you from a place of service, saying, I'm going to take the time to actually get to know you, and I'm going to listen, and I'm going to take this data and I'm going to use it to be a better communicator for your sake. And that means I got to put my ego aside, because sometimes I really want to correct people. I cannot tell you how many times I see social media posts where I want so badly to drop a comment and be like, what in the world did this actually do to help someone? How in the world did you think this would actually connect with someone. But you know what I have to do? I have to put my ego aside. I got to bite my tongue and I got to ask myself, how can I do a better job of listening and understanding and communicating? If your audience is not responding to your messaging, it's not because they suck. It's because you need to listen and improve your skills. Step one is to master your craft. Step two is to master how to communicate that to other people. And that's what sales psychology is all about. And that's why I think it's really, really important, if you haven't already registered, to make sure, go to my site, joshcoats.com, make sure and grab your spot in my upcoming 3-day sales challenge, because I'm going to teach you exactly what I do before I launch any product, any program, any service. I'm going to walk you through the exact steps on how to go to your audience, what questions to ask them, and what to do with their responses so that one, you can convert more one-on-one sales, but so that two, you can turn that into your very best content for social media, whether that's your posts, whether that's your stories. If you're like me and you also do emails, I do it literally in my podcasts and my books. Everything I do is sales psychology. And here's why it's beautiful. Sales psychology is not about convincing or manipulating people. It's about being a better listener and finding out how you can serve them. I love sales psychology so much because it never puts me next to the used car salesman. It always puts me, I like to compare what we do when you do it right, really more to therapy. You know, my kids go to therapy, went through a divorce several years ago. And so we take them to therapy to be proactive about that. And I love watching how therapists work. My wife is also a therapist, but I've obviously never seen her in action. It would be illegal for her to give me therapy. She would lose her license and go to jail. But anytime I watch a therapist, it's just, they listen so well. They're so understanding and they create such a safe space for the other person. And when sales is done right, that's how it should look and feel. It should look and feel like you creating a safe place for this person to come to. And you are letting them do the talking, but then you are the guide to show them that you, in fact, do have the thing that solves these problems that they just told you about. It makes sales so simple and so easy, but also makes you someone who serves people instead of trying to sell them. So make sure and go to joshcoats.com and check that out. And here's what I really want you, if you want a tangible tip from this episode, I'm going to give you a tangible tip. The tangible tip is this. If you ever feel like you want or need to call people out on social media for thinking the way they think or feeling the way they feel or acting the way you act or acting the way they act, put a pin in it and instead ask, why do they think that way? Why do they feel that way? And then I want you to go a whole step further. This is what I like to do. Who gave them the bad information that's made them think it works like this? And I like to kind of take my anger and and instead of getting mad at my ideal client, I get mad at the people who have gave them bad information. So, you know, you're a health and fitness coach. You might take out your aggression on people that are giving, I don't know, diet pills out. If you're like me and you're a business coach, I get angry at all the ads that I see 100 times a day promising they'll fix your business if you do this one single thing. And when I do it this way, when I get angry at the misinformation, it keeps me from getting angry at the person I'm literally put on this planet to serve. And it also helps me to make sure I ask myself, how can I distinguish myself from that person? Judgment and shame is never the right way to build a bridge between you and your prospects. Acceptance and love and literally giving them permission to feel the way that they feel because of the misinformation and then giving them the right information. I hope that helps you today. I love you so much. I believe in you so much. I hope you have such an amazing day. Please, please, please remember, If your audience is not responding the way you want them to, it's not because they are bad people. It's because we need to learn. We need to listen and we need to learn. I love you. Have an amazing day and I will see you soon.
Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free. 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.